Shin Sadik Sefalot. Movish Yisidu Echad in Yehuda Yisidu Echad Yisrael. Ubayis Shel Yisrael Acher Eitz Loi Posuach Lushus Aram V'loi L'mohar. You learned before, if there's only one Jew and one Goy, then you don't have to make a Sechiris because it's not a normal thing to live together. Here you have a Movish. One side belongs to a non-Jew and one side belongs to a Jew. And then there's another Jew that is together with the first Jew, and he has a house that's open to the Shusarab and below the Mavri. So the Kitzah, only one Jew is open to the Mavri, and the second Jew has another Jew open to him. And there's a window between the two Jews. We had a similar idea by Chatzeris, now we're learning by Mavri, that the one in the second house cannot make an Erev together with the one next to him, so that he should be able to take him to the Mavri, because once you have two Jews over there, you have to make a Sechiris from the Goy. But if there's a Petach between the two of them, then they can make the Erev. Why? Because even without the Erev, since they're always open to one another, the Jew next to him is not afraid to live with the Goy, because he has a Jew that's constantly with him. Later, then make a gzeira and then not to make an eruv. In other words, we don't want a situation that the eruv is going to cause the Jew not to be afraid of the goy. In the case where there's only a window and we have the eruv, he'd be afraid of the goy, then we say you can't make an eruv between the two of you. In the case where anyway he's not afraid of the goy, because they have a door between the two of them, then we let them make an eruv between the two of them. Even if there is a door between the two of them.